Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. This was going on in the charts yesterday, and I guess I know that it might be kind of weird in talking about this, but let's do it. Social media was full of tributes to Steven Twitch Boss on Wednesday after the news of his sudden and tragic passing. Fans, followers, and celebrities expressed their shock and sadness over his death, while also some found memories of him. It seemed that no one had one bad word to say about him. There is a video of him dancing along his wife, Allison Holker, in the new home that they had just recently moved into with their three kids. It was posted on Sunday. So there you go. Rest in peace. In regards to that. It's just kind of, it's such a, one of those things that when you start talking about it, you never know where anybody's at when it comes to life. In regards of, hey, you can look and you can appear happy on the inside, but it does not necessarily mean that that is the case. And, you know, there is some wording that can be used where someone would normally say that he committed suicide. But I think that as we move forward, we will talk more about this as death by suicide. And it's just kind of a weird anomaly as we talk about this, because we talk about this so very often. And we talk about this on how things occur. Listen, this gentleman was 40. And many probably remember him as a longtime DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres show. He was found at a hotel in Los Angeles on Tuesday, where paramedics say that he died of apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. In addition to DJing at the Ellen show, Twitch was also a runner-up on So You Can Dance and appeared on Magic Mike XXL. I mean, it's just a weird one. I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know most of the times on what to talk about when it comes to this, because it is that important of information to talk about. So maybe let's do this. Let's do this right now, because this is going to be the better way to go about this.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Maybe if I can get my buttons right, we can move forward. Here's what I want to talk about today. And I know some people are going to sit back and go, well, you're kind of limited on the stuff about safety to talk about. But if you really think about this, this is probably a bigger safety standpoint than anything else that we can talk about. For sure. So here's the gig. There are a lot of things that happen inside of this world of ours, and there are a lot of things that we can go into in regards of what happens with life and what happens when we start taking a look around. And listen, things are not always as they appear. And this is where I get sometimes extremely frustrated with social media. And I get extremely frustrated with things that happen inside of this world, because it's amazing to me that we have this belief that the things that people post online are reality. It's not reality. It is a versionality on what the appearance is. And that's not what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about today mostly interacts with how some of us interact with the world, and how suicide and depression are such a huge thing to the things that are going on. Now, listen, I love my friends at lifeline.org, but I've come to the realization as I get to interact with more and more of, you know, the people that reach out here, that it's limited to the U.S. And, you know, I don't get me wrong. I am aware that a good chunk of our listeners listen to us here in the U.S. I get that. But I want to tell you that sometimes there is a need. Sometimes there is a thing out there where we take a look around and go, hey, people need people. And I know people don't want to hear that sometimes. But we look at it and go, things happen and we need to interact, opposed to not interacting at all. And I look at this and I go, if we could talk more and be honest, and talk about when we are not happy with the world, and talk about when things are not great, maybe that would change the perspective about this whole thing about suicide and depression. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I talk about To Write Love on Her Arms quite often on this show. And I talk about it. If you hang out with me, you will see me with some versionality of some of their gear. And I'm talking anywhere from bracelets to shirts to, you know, everything that's going on. And recently I found a shirt on their site. And it was a pretty interesting quote on the shirt. And I thought that we could share this today. And it says, you'll need coffee shops and sunsets and road trips, airplanes and passports, and new songs and old songs. But people more than anything else. You will need other people. And you will need to be that other person to someone else. A living, breathing, screaming invitation to be, to believe better in better things. And I look at it and I go, how true is that? And listen, I know that sometimes I sit here and I tell you about how I stay in isolation away from the world and do the things that I do and go from here and go home and all that other stuff. And yes, I guess, you know, there is some truth to what I say because I am locked up in a room. But I also have a family that I get to interact with on a daily basis. And they're kind of the cornerstone of everything that goes on. So, yes, there are people in my life, and I have friends that I can call. I have friends among friends that I can pick up the phone, and I know that they will answer at any point or contact me almost immediately if something does go wrong. And we need more of that. And I guess if you are in that place of life where you kind of go, well, that's not where I'm at, I want you to still be aware that you're not alone, because that's the important part. So we're going to give some numbers out here today as we are talking. So if you are in the U.S. or Canada, you can text TWLOHA. So it stands for To Write Love on Her Arms, or you can text really much anything to 741-741. That will get to have an interaction right away. You can also text the word SHOUT. If you are in the UK, to 85258, 85258. If you're in Ireland, you can text the word HOME to 50808. That's 50808. If you're not sure what to do and you're really kind of questioning some things, text the word TALK or call 988. That's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. They can help you there right away. And if you're having some questions about trans life and things along those lines, 877-565-8860. That's 877-565-8860. The other one is the Trevor Project. You can get in contact with them at 866-488-7386. That's 866-488-7386. 7386. Listen, I have all kinds of numbers and helplines that are available. There's also the Veterans Crisis Line. It's 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. They also have the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline that's available. There's a Spanish one at 888-628-9454. The National Child Abuse Hotline, 1-800-422-4453. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, 1-800-656-4673. And as I talk about this today, I want you to be aware that there is more than one solution. There is more than one form of assistance that's out there. Because sometimes we feel that we're limited. We sometimes feel that there's not people out there. I just gave you a whole slew of numbers of things that you can use. And I want you to be aware of that because I think it's so important to talk about this. I think it's so important for us to have this discussion about there are other means. If you are on that edge right now and you're not sure where to turn and you are contemplating death by suicide, if you are contemplating that I have been abused, I have been actually in something that I am not sure how to get out of, these are the numbers that I'm providing to you. To find out more about them, you can go to Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com, and go under the section that says Find Help. They have a whole list of 24-hour-a-day helplines that are readily available for you. Listen, I know I talk about this, and I know that people go, you talk about this almost daily on the show, and I will continue to move forward talking about this because it's that important. Here's the thing that we tend to forget. When it comes to suicide and depression and being abused, this is something that you will have to interact with in one way, shape, or form for the rest of your life. I am not saying that you are a victim. I am saying that this is something that you will interact with for the rest of your life, regardless of how you look at it. Because it is a daily struggle. There will be times where you will wake up in the morning and you don't want to do anything. There will be times where you just want to sit there standing in the rain, maybe even laying in the rain, just to see what the hell's going on inside of the world. And we can understand these things. So, think about this. To write love on her arms, find help. To write love on her arms.com or TWLOHA.com. Find help. Think about that. Reach out to some of your friends today if you haven't spoken to them in some time. See how they're doing. You never know on how important that call can be by just reaching out to someone just to say hello. And listen, if you don't know where else to turn and you need local authorities immediately, call 911. Seriously, call 911. Think about that. A lot of stuff going on this morning as we are having this discussion. So think about it in that fashion as we are talking.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.